Hi, this is Anita Hummel from the Dusty Roads podcast about living life as a global citizen. I spent over 30 years of my life living and working in mainly Asia. So if you're looking for some inside information about what it means to be a global citizen, you are in the right place. This is Anita from the Dusty Roads podcast. This is episode 5. Today I want to talk a little bit about the round boats you see in Vietnam. If you've ever been to the central part of Vietnam in Hoi An or Quy An or some of these places, you'll see these round basket boats. And they're these hand-woven boats that are along the coast of Vietnam. The boats are woven from very young bamboo and then covered in tar resin. And you'll see them going out to some of the bigger ships. It's quite amazing because the first thing you think about is, how in the world can they ever make those boats go straight? And how can they ever get them out to sea? Because they just look like these big, round bathtubs. But this is a really interesting story about how the round boats came to be in Vietnam. As the story goes, during the French colonial era, the French placed a tax on all boats. Many of the fishermen could not afford the tax. So being ingenious, they decided to find a way around the tax that was being placed on the boats. This is how the Vietnamese round woven basket boat came about. It was born out of economic necessity. The fishermen needed to find a boat that would not only be cheap, that they could afford it, but also it had to be able to avoid the additional tax that was placed on other boats. The boats also had to have some basic qualities. It had to be able to hold fish or the day's catch. It had to be able to withstand the ocean waves, which could also be fierce in many of the Vietnamese coastlines, and had to be waterproof so it would not sink. These Vietnamese round woven boats proved to be the perfect solution to solve all these problems. Not only could it avoid the tax, because essentially they said, this isn't a boat, this is just a big round basket. It was also able to handle the waves, because if you've ever watched one of these round boats in Vietnam, you can kind of see how they sort of float on top of the waves and they don't cut through the waves like a normal boat would. They're able to hold the fishermen's daily catch and withstand some of the fierce weather that can go along Vietnam's coastline. You know, I'm sure that when this boat was invented, there were many who probably wondered if this little woven boat would be successful at all. But this little Vietnamese woven boat has certainly proved itself through the test of time. This boat has been able to do all the things it set out to do, plus so much more. Today, there are still artisans that are making these boats. And for an artisan to make these boats, it requires that they have some very specific skills in being able to weave them. Because remember, this is like a big, huge basket. And some of these can be like two meters wide. They could hold quite a few people. First of all, they must gather and find very young bamboo. Bamboo is used because it's readily available, and it also has this inherent quality of being able to be buoyant or being able to float on top of the water. At the same time, bamboo is very flexible, yet bamboo is extremely strong. In fact, bamboo has a tensile strength which can be stronger than many types of steel. The bamboo must be then cut and dried out in the sun. And then once this has happened, then they can start to weave the boat. And this, you know, these boats are big, so it takes several people to be able to weave them. And they have to be able to be skilled enough to be able to weave it tight enough that the boats will be able to float on the water, but at the same time that they can be able to weave them properly. Once the boats are done, then usually a tar or resin is placed on them to make them waterproof. In the past, they used a kind of clay out of cow dung, and then they put it on the boat to waterproof them. One of the things you notice about these boats when you see the fishermen on them is that they are riding up on the waves and not cutting through the waves. So these boats sort of like they sort of glide on top of the waves. And these fishermen have learned how to steer these boats so that you just don't spin around in circles, which is what most of us would do if we got into a round boat. We'd start just spinning around in circles. This is because the fishermen will paddle the oar with an arc-like motion so the boat will go straight and not spin in circles. You know, today, many of the fishermen still use these woven basket boats, even though there's no longer a tax placed on them, and they could change to another boat. Some of them will even place a motor on the back of the boats, and they can take them further out to sea, as far as 5 kilometers out to the main fishing vessel. That's because these boats are able to carry an entire day's catch of fish. And that's one of the reasons why the fishermen won't give up their woven fishing boats. People have come in and they've tried to make some out of some other materials, but it seems like these fishermen are always going back to these woven boats because they say they are far superior to any of the other materials or boats which they have used. I really love the story about the Vietnamese woven boats because it shows a couple things. One, it shows how creative the Vietnamese are and how creative people have become to get around something so simple like a taxation. So that they've decided we have to get away from this tax, so we're going to invent something or do something here, which we don't know if it's going to work out or not, but we're going to try to do it. I really feel like these woven boats for me are kind of a symbol of this. That when we as human beings put our minds to things, we can do anything we want to do. We can find a way to get around things. We can find a way to become successful. We can find a way to make things happen. We can get out there. We can work. We can try. We can keep on going. And we can find a solution to all of our problems. That really is the example on this. The Vietnamese fishermen had a problem that they were being taxed. So they set out to find a solution. And it ended up being that the solution for them has become a valuable part of these fishermen's lives on the central coast of Vietnam. They have learned how to row a round boat. If you are interested to learn more, we have a blog called What Are the Round Basket Boats You See in Vietnam, where we talk a little bit more about this history. You can find this on our website, abusonadustyroad.com. If you've enjoyed our podcast, please consider sharing it with somebody else and giving us a thumbs up and leaving a comment. We certainly would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening and being part of our community. This podcast is sponsored by A Bus on a Dusty Road, a blog about living life as a global citizen. Please go to our blog at abusonadustyroad.com and sign up for our free newsletter. If you've enjoyed this podcast, give us a thumbs up, leave us a review, and help to pass this along. Thank you so much for listening.